You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
And this is the Dom and Jeremy show at Denver's Mix 100. Jeremy, you ready to play some rattle-off?
I am. Let's get to it.
Lines are packed, and Aaron was the first one in today. Hi, Aaron. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you.
What are you up to today? What are you doing?
Oh, just picking up end-of-the-year stuff from the kids' school, report cards, all that good stuff.
Yep. Oh, have you peeked at those report cards yet?
Not yet.
No.
What are you expecting, good or bad?
I think that they were taking it easy on them at the end of the year, so I think it won't.
Yeah, I'll bet you're right.
Straight A's for everybody.
You know, It's kind of like straight A's for students, and it's also straight A's for teachers. There was a story I saw this morning. What state was it? I'll have to look it up, but there was a state that was going to award its Teacher of the Year award that they do every year, and they chose this year to give it to all 65,000 teachers in the state. So not only does every kid get an A, but every teacher gets an A, too. So
they deserve it.
You ready to play some rattle-off with us?
I think so.
All right, 10 seconds. We'll give you a category, Aaron. You have 10 seconds to rattle off five examples. When you watch movies, there are certain props that are used, you know, in all of these movies. We're looking for five famous movie props through the years. Five famous props that were used in movies. Ready?
Oh.
And you can do it. And go.
I can't think of a single prop in a movie.
Not one?
No. I don't even
lightsaber.
Know.
A lightsaber. Dorothy's slippers.
How about Wilson from Castaway or the golden ticket from Willy Wonka?
The DeLorean from Back to the Future.
The leg lamp from A Christmas Story.
Oh my God.
Aaron!
Beforehand. Just, you know,
Aaron, you got an F.
I know I did. I'm so sorry. That was the hardest rattle off of all time.
Oh, Aaron. We love you. Have a great day, okay?
You too.
Right,
Thank you. Was that the hardest one ever? That one time I asked people to name five prime numbers between 100 and 300. Remember that?
I do.
That was the hardest ever. Here comes Alex. Hello, Alex.
Hi.
Hey.
Was that too hard?
I didn't think so. I was able to get four right away. The fifth.
What were the four that you did? I have to know.
I thought of the leg lamp first, and then I thought of the hamburger phone from Juno, the giant turkey from Friends.
That's a TV
right now
show.
I'm blanking on the other one that I remember. I guess that's a TV show, not a movie.
Oh, whatever. As long as we're having some fun. What are you doing today? Anything good?
I am a teacher, and I'm driving back to my school to clean out my classroom for the summer.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Well, good for you. Ready to play some rattle off with us?
I hope so.
Okay. 10 seconds. In 10 seconds, we're looking for five... which one are we doing here? Oh, the next one on the list is five girls' names that begin with the letter T, as in Tom. Five girls' names that begin with T. Ready? And go.
Okay, Terry, Tabitha, Tammy, Therese, and Trisha.
You know, Jeremy, I think she's got it.
You got the easy one. You got the easy one today.
And maybe being a teacher, too, you just go through the little roll call of all your classes, I guess.
Got a lot of names in my brain Rolodex, I guess.
Well, good for you. You're the champion today.
Hooray!
Woohoo! I've never even gotten through on the station. I listen to Mind Better all the time. Pretty exciting.
Do you? This is exciting for us, too. How long have you been listening to Mix 100?
About 4 years, so since I've moved here.
Where are you from?
Upstate New York.
What brought you to Colorado? I have to know.
Originally mountains. I was a ski instructor for a little while, and then I found a teaching job and have been teaching ever since.
You know what?
Oh, cool.
I have lost track of the number of people over the years that I have asked what brought you to Colorado, the number who said they came here to be skiing or boarding instructors. It's a lot of people around the country. This is the place to come and do it, though, right?
Way better than the East Coast mountains, for sure.
Right. Mm-hmm. You got hills back there, don't you,
Alex? A little
bigger
here.
They're just like hills.
Yep. Yeah.
Vermont
has some not so bad stuff, but the mountains out here are pretty unbeatable.
Yeah, but those people in Vermont are so odd. Would you agree? You're from upstate New York. Aren't the people in Vermont a little wired a little differently?
I mean, we call them Vermonsters, so yeah.
Okay.
Hey, that's funny.
You are delightful. Listen, if you will please stand by, Josh will tell you about your gift card to Target, okay?
Great. Thanks so much. Hope you guys have a great day.
You too.
Alex, thank you. We enjoyed chatting with you today. Well, yeah, that one, you know, one of them was challenging. One was a little bit more, but you never know what you're going to get. It's just what pops up on the list. And we will play again. Or are we going to play tomorrow?
Yeah, this one was fun. Let's do it again
tomorrow. All right, we'll play again tomorrow.